Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Dr. Atolabe.
Good afternoon, Sama. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I praise the Lord. I'm very well.
Ah, lovely. Great to hear that, Doc. Great to hear that. Now, we are going to be talking about the importance of regular checkup. And many of us, you know, we live fast-paced lives and we spend endless hours at the office. We run around our families and stress more than we actually should. And so unless we are ill, it has become common for people to neglect or even compromise, you know, their own health. And it's a habit that must actually begin to change for those who have not changed. And so going for regular medical checkups should be at the top of the priority for everyone. And Dr. Atolabe is going to be explaining why is that the case. Now, Doc, what is the point of getting a regular checkup? I mean, time is money and doctors cost money as well. I mean, you guys make money. When we come to see you, we don't see you for free. So what's the point of going to a doctor if I'm actually not sick and I'm feeling on top of the world?
Oh, wow. Well, one thing I would like to say first is that, first of all, if we realize that health is our greatest treasure, nothing can take its place. You mentioned that we run around, we work extra hours, we bring work home, and we think we are on top of health because we are not sick. That is a great error. When we think we are not sick and all is going well, and we do not exactly know that our health needs attention. Because if we run after all this money, wealth, we run after honor, learning, we become professors and doctors and everything. If it's at the expense of health, it's not worth it. It is absolutely not worth it. And moreover, as a Christian, I know that it is a terrible sin to abuse the health that God has given us. And anyone will say, no, I'm not abusing my health. I'm just working hard to earn a living. And as you rightly said, it's expensive to see doctors. Very, very true. So what can we then do to be sure that we have regular health checkups? Is very, very important. It's the only way we can maintain good health. I love it when I read that the World Health Organization defined health not as I don't have a reason to go to the hospital. No, that's not just what health is all about.
Okay.
There are many things that may be going on that we would never realize until we have a health check. And that is absolutely true. Personally, for me, I have experienced that when I think that, oh, I know what to eat and what to how to drink and to exercise and everything, and I don't bother to check some things and so forth. I learned the hard way. And so personally, it is an experience that I can share with people and say, don't do that. Don't do that. Check. Because it's... We can say doctors are expensive, but it's not only doctors that do health checks. When I first of all was exposed to a health check, I have health insurance because it is mandatory working in the United States to have health insurance. But because I wasn't sick, I didn't have to go and do any health check, and my doctor maybe gives me once a year health check thing. I think when we get to certain age in adulthood, that 1 year may not even be enough. We need to check ways and means to know that we are in good health on a regular basis. It was a health screening check that I was part of the organizers in my church. Oh, let's do health screening. And I encourage that Christians groups should do health screening to help those who do not have health insurance, especially in other parts of the world where health insurance is not mandatory when you are employed, to really have health screening when the opportunity arises. My church was organizing a health screening program, and I was part of the organizers. And then somebody said, oh, yeah, let me come, you to do your health screening. And I went in and I say, okay, good. And he just began to take my blood pressure one time, two times. I said, come on, sister, you don't know how to take blood pressure. He said, no, I know how to take blood pressure. I'm just surprised that your blood pressure is this high. I said, are you kidding me? Said, well, I'm taking another twig and I'm going to measure it again. Maybe something is wrong with this one I'm using. And then He did. I said, "Look, my sister, your blood pressure is higher than it should. Why? Because I was running up and down. I was full-time student, full-time employed, and to running here and there to get the dollar so that I can send money back to Africa home. My children are there going to school, and I was just hey, up and down." Well, it does not pay. We should definitely have early detection done because there are some things that may be going on. For instance, if we have high blood pressure, diabetes, certain cancers, they take time to develop. We will not know that anything is going on. A typical cancer develops in 15 to 20 years. So, what are we talking about? So, in 10 years, when cancer is already in stage two, you may have no idea. It could be something that will take you to see the doctor, that then they will do other screening and find out that something else is going on. Go and do more tests. That is the primary one advantage of making sure we do regular screening. We take care of our motor vehicles, for instance, if you ride a car, and we check the oil when we are driving out in the morning. We add water to the radiator and things like that. The same thing should happen with our body. We should take care of it because it is the gift that God has given us that cannot, they don't have spare parts in terms of, oh, if I just throw out one arm, I can just go to the store and buy another arm and put it in there. And once a part of the body is diseased, it affects every other organ in the body. So to have early detection of any health issue, it is very, very important that we do regular, and I put the word regular there, very important. It should be regular screening, health screening. So, and we have health caregivers. We can have a nurse practitioner. We can have physician assistants. We can have medical missionaries that are willing and ready to do some basic health checks for us. The Sphygmomanometer is a cheap item. We can buy it and keep it at home and take our blood pressure once a month or once a week, depending on our age and where we are in terms of health. We can check our cholesterol. At least I know in African countries, you can walk into a lab and say, "I want to know what my cholesterol is," and then they will take it for you. As I walk, I tell people, go and do your cholesterol, go and know. I mean, I can take blood sugar and so forth, but I will tell them, go and do a blood work, a full blood work. Let's know what things are not adequate, what things are enough. When people tell me, "Oh, I have a headache that is not going, I have backache," I'll send them to the lab. Go and do this test to let us know what exactly is going on. Because we can see beautiful faces and somebody walking, majestically into our office, and then they look good, but then we don't know what is going on right inside. Regular checks will help us to do that. And when we emphasize the distinction between prevention and cure, this is where we take care of it. Most of us, as you rightly said, until we get sick before we go to the hospital or to a doctor's office or to a lifestyle consultant, we don't do that until we get sick. That's not the way it should be. We should prevent. Prevention is far, far better than cure. Look at it in any way you want to see it. It's just what it is. So it is not that, oh, I don't have a disease. No, it is that I am sure that I am maintaining the good health. And it is only by checking that we know that that is going on. And then, if we have already been diagnosed with any chronic condition, oh, it is absolutely mandatory that we continue to have an ongoing health screening. Asthma, diabetes, hypertension, even if everything looks okay, we should still have regular checkups. What's going on? How am I doing? Am I getting better? Am I getting worse? Do I need to change the treatments that I am having? All these are necessary. These are the reasons why we must do checkup. All these screenings that are many times the people will come to church and they, well, that is screening going on. It could be a reduced rate. It could be free. We should take advantage of it and go get the screening done. Then, of course, building a good relationship between ourselves and our healthcare provider is very important. When we know the person and the person is saying, "Okay, when is your next checkup?" It's going to be in 4 weeks. and you made it. It's going to be in another week and you made it. You are going to live long. Well, live long is good. There are many people that are living long. I worked in the hospital for some years and they are living, and I put it in quotes, but they are on the ventilator, breathing equipment. And I think, are they living? Are they living? We need to really live. We need to promote better overall health for ourselves. When we don't sleep as we should sleep, when we don't eat as we should eat, when we have a little, in quotes, problems here and there, we should take it out. We never know what it could be. Regular checkup will take care of that. And as I said from the word go, I believe it's a Christian duty, not only to take care of the body that God has given us personally, but to help others, to offer health screenings to people. And that is why the church I belong to, I really praise God for it, go out and do health screening, free service to our community. And I remember one time I used to have blood pressure check in my home when I was living in the northern part of Nigeria. I went there, of course, as a missionary. And I remember that many people in the community come to know me as the one that's they go to for help, for many of them, like those in the police or military. When I'm passing on the road, they wave me bye-bye because I have been a blessing to them. So they don't bother me. So not that we want a reward from the people that we want to help, but it builds a community spirit that will help us to reach out to them and be able to plant eternal values in them because we ministered to their physical needs. We helped them to prevent maybe bad chronic disease that was imminent coming in and they didn't realize it and they were able to nip it in the bud. We helped them with their children to screen them and to help them so that they appreciate the work we are doing. And I asked, didn't Jesus do more healing than preaching? Yeah, he did. He healed more than he actually prayed.
The
community that he was raised in. So this is screening. Prevention is big thing in natural health care. Maybe that's why I get excited when I'm talking about it. It's a big thing in natural health care. And the only way we can prevent and help ourselves is that, yes, we are going for health check. And I tell you again, for emphasis sake, it does not matter whether you have money or not. You can still do health screening. If you belong to any community, even cooperative societies, they do it. They have times when together they say, you know what, we need to have health screening. There are some rich people in the community. They offer health screening from time to time. I see them in my community. You see a lot of people lined up early in the morning for free health check. Well, I guess the largest thing, most of them are already sick. But then, even if we are not sick, we should seize the opportunity that is offered to have health screenings done as our method of having it a type of health check. So that, well, thank God, I'm good. Even some communities we have that do even eye check. I've met individuals who were even given glasses, because they seize the opportunity for free eye check from rich people in the community. And I used to return back to my home country every year when I was working in the United States as a part of a medical missionary group. And we go to local communities in the rural areas. We do health screening. We do blood pressure check. But I tell you, most of them are already sick. It's always a lot of work. But then some come. I remember very well a gentleman that came. He was one of the leaders in the church. So he was the one that cleaned the church for us, made everything ready. And so when he was given the health check, he was given a very clean sheet that you have nothing. Oh, congratulations. But he was not happy. He said, oh, aren't you going to give me some of the medications you gave everybody? I need the medications. So how can you tell me that I'm good? But nevertheless, he came and he did the screening. And I encourage us, let's do that often. Let's have our screening done. Let's not say, oh, I don't want to spend money in a place. The biggest thing we can spend money for, let me say the best thing we can spend money for is to prevent getting sick. When people tell me, oh, it's too expensive to do this, I say, well, wait and try sickness
It's even
sickness
worse.
will take sickness will take everything a person has and will take the life also. So we don't want to try sickness. We want to prevent sickness by doing regular health checkups. What do you say?
Beautiful, beautiful. I actually agree. And you say regular. I just want to let you go. Is regular once a year? Is regular twice a year? What is regular?
I would say regular would depend, one, on age. When one gets to the age of 40, you need to do regular, like, at least every 3 months.
Ooh, my goodness.
Yes.
So much money.
Oh, yes. Well, it will be worth it in the long run. So how you can cut back on money is to maybe have a lifestyle consultant rather than the doctor's office.
Okay.
That way you can cut back on the money. Because in a lifestyle consultant's office, you don't pay as much as you pay to medical doctors. Why? Because when they guide you as to what you can do to prevent sickness, then the money you spend in the doctor's office will be seriously reduced, if at all. And so you are eating well because they are checking you and they say, look, you are borderline diabetes. How about changing these in your lifestyle? And you get healed. Or you have diabetes and you are healed. You're not going to be paying as much as you would before for all of the medications that you take that will have side effects.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have to deal with the side effects again. So if you employ, in terms of visiting lifestyle wellness centers, which are all over the world now, and you do your screening with them and they guide you, then you prevent the money for sickness. And in the long run, it's going to be cheaper.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. Well, Dr. Atalabe, it's a mouthful. And I do hope that our listeners will take this advice very seriously. It is still early in the year. We are literally in the first month of the year. So do make sure that you take that decision to get checked everything, literally everything, so that you can know what is happening with your health. Dr. Atalabe, yes. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a blessed Sabbath.
Have a blessed Sabbath as well and a good rest.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.